Good morning. How many of you have ever missed school? You've all had perfect attendance? You're never sick for school? Never.
Wow.
Congratulations. Well, when you get older, you will want to miss school. And when you miss school, you know what you have to do? You have to have an excuse of why you're not in school. And I've got some excuses that people have used, and they're kind of goofy. Here's one excuse. Please excuse Ricky from school yesterday. He spilled gasoline on his stomach, and I was afraid he might explode. Here's another excuse. Please excuse Janet's absence from school. It was take your daughter to work day. Since I don't have a job, I made her stay home and do housework. Good idea, huh? John didn't come to school yesterday because he was feeling sick. Thankfully, he wasn't. That's a good one. Please excuse Josh for being absent. I forgot to wake him up, and I didn't find him until I started making the bed. By this time, it was too late to take him to school. Good reason not to go. Please excuse Mary for missing school yesterday. We forgot to get the Sunday paper off the porch. And when we found it on Monday, we thought it was Sunday. Good excuse. Silly excuses, aren't they? Yeah. Well, you know, excuses aren't anything new. They even made excuses in Jesus' day. And some of them weren't always the best excuses either. In the gospel lesson I read today, Jesus says, "Will you follow me?" And some of them says, "Sure, but let me go back and bury my dad." Well, the problem was his dad wasn't dead, and he probably wouldn't die for many years. So the man was basically saying, "I have an excuse not to follow you. I need to stay home until my dad dies. And who knows when that's going to be?" That's a silly excuse. Jesus doesn't want excuses, does he? He's calling you and me to be his disciple, to follow him. Not to make excuses and say, "Oh, I can't, it's too hot, I'm too tired, I got this to do or that to do." No, that isn't it. Jesus says, "I want you to follow me every day, all day." He wants you to be his disciple. Okay, will you do that? To follow him? That's what it is to be a disciple, to follow. Here you go. Some fun stuff to help you learn some good stuff.